Good morning, good morning, good morning. If you heard that little smooth beat, you know what time it is. It's time to kick it with Kennedy. How is everybody doing this morning? I know I said on my last podcast that I would see you guys tomorrow, and tomorrow did not come. So you know what? I'm just going to stop saying I'll see y'all tomorrow. And because I'm human. I'm human too, you know. Sometimes I be tired. You know, work be getting me down sometimes, you know. Guys. It's been great. Past day's been great. Y'all, I want to talk to y'all. You know, I'm just going to jump straight into it. Ain't no shucking and jiving today. I want to talk to y'all about growth. You feel me? Growth. The ability to change. Guys, recently I have decided to lock my hair. Yes, I am joining. I'm joining the crew. I'm excited about it. And when I first started my locks, guys, I ain't going to lie. I was like, my hair ain't going to grow. My hair doesn't grow. Because previously, in my past situations, I would try to do things to get my hair to grow, you know, be a little healthy. But because internally I was not healthy, you know, anxiety was high, depression was kicking in. My body just kind of was like, you know what? We're not doing anything until you decide that, you know, you want to get better. And since I have pulled myself away from certain people and energies and situations, y'all, I went and got a retouch yesterday. Baby, your girl I can shake my little head and them things just toot 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 hit me in the face and I'm like, oh, your girl got hang time. And if you're just starting your lock, when you started your lock journey, you understand what I'm talking about, because that is like, oh my god, yes, it's actually happening. Let's go. I am motivated to see how long my hair is gonna get. So for some of you guys who think that you can't change or you can't grow, or is that it's impossible for you to get out of the situation you're in, I'm here to tell you, baby, it ain't. If you are strong-willed enough and you want to get up out of there, you're going to get up out of that funk that you in and you're going to get to moving. Because, you know, time waits for no man, one man, or nobody else for this matter. Animal, nobody. Time don't wait. So, guys, we have to get up and make the decision to love ourselves, to get healthy for ourselves, not because you want to look good for bae or because, you know, your mom might have said you gained a little weight or what's and ever. You got to decide you want to do it for you. And once you make that decision that, yes, I'm going to get healthy for me. Yes, I'm a start doing this for me. I'm going to start doing that for me, whatever it may be. You're going to see a whole new type of person when you look in the mirror. You feel me? You know, not only have I decided to, you know, start having a little more self-confidence within myself, looking in the mirror, doing my little mantra, you know, telling myself that I am great, I am beautiful, I am amazing, I'm going to rock the day no matter how I feel when I get up in the morning. It gives you a little boost. You walk a little different. You talk a little different. Your swag's a little bit different. You feel me? So, you know, whatever you got to do to get yourself right, you do that, because ain't nobody going to love you like you love you, and can't nobody love you if you don't love you. And you know, it's taken me a little bit, but slowly and surely, I'm loving myself. I'm loving things about myself. And my fiance loves me entirely for everything I am, for everything I'm not, for everything I can be, for everything I can't be. She does not try to make me into somebody that I don't want to be. And if I tell her, babe, you know what? I'm quitting my job. I'm about to go be a stripper. She's going to be like, girl, be the best stripper you can be. Because that love and support is everything. To anybody, you know, you can say, oh, I don't care what people think, I don't care about this, I don't care about that, but once you have somebody in your corner who's pushing you and supports you no matter what you want to do in life, no matter how crazy it may seem, that energy is amazing, honey. It's all about energy. It's all about vibes. Y'all know I'm all about the vibes, all right? Like, I ain't telling y'all something I don't believe myself, but you know, that's just me over here. 20-something, I ain't gonna say how old I'm is because, well, you know, I don't feel like, because every time somebody look at me, they be like, oh my God, what grade are you in? The hell? I mean, I'm happy y'all think I'm so young, you know, that makes me feel good. But what the hell? Don't put me back in grade school. That wasn't a good time for me. Well, I don't know if it was a good time for anybody really, unless you was like really doing things, but I wasn't that studious. Yeah. Yeah. But anywho, I just want to come on and tell y'all this morning that growth can happen. Change can happen. Do not put yourself in a box, baby. What Taco Bell say? Think outside the box. Or what the lesbians say? Don't be in the box. Eat the box. I'm just saying. Oh, shit. Somebody gonna tell me about myself for this podcast here. For all my podcasts, really. Because, y'all, I really don't. I say what I got to say. You got to keep it raw. Got to keep it real to people, right? All right. Well, guys, it's just a quick tidbit this morning. You know, I just woke up and was like, hey, I got to tell my people what's going on. So, you guys know that 24/7, 365, all I want to do is catch a vibe. And I ain't going to say I'm going to see y'all tomorrow. Or I'm sorry to y'all tomorrow because I don't want to lie to y'all no more. I'm sorry. I've been lying. I'm so sorry. But I will holla at y'all on the next go round. Like I said in my last podcast, we recently adopted a cat and he's being very needy today due to the weather. So I'm going to go make sure he doesn't have a full on panic attack. Because, you know, cats with panic attacks, they get the zoomies and things fall over. It's not good for anybody. Not good for me. Not good for him. Not good when his other mother comes home and is like, what the fuck happened? So to keep the peace in the valley, I'm going to go. And I make sure my son is straight. But guys, thanks for tuning in. And I'll talk to y'all on the next go round.